Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthir, the son of the demigod controlling religion, Bhima, the great fighter with the club, and a great bowman, Arjun, with his mighty weapon, Gandiv, and above all, the Lord, the direct well-wisher of Pandava, the purport by Srila Prabhupada. As far as material and spiritual resources were required, there was no scarcity in the case of Pandava. Materially, they were well equipped because two great warriors, namely Bhima and Arjun, were there. Spiritually, the king himself was the symbol of religion. And above all of them, personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, was personally concerned with their affair as the well-wisher. And yet, there were so many reverses on the side of Pandava. Despite the power of pious act, the power of personalities, the power of expert management, and the power of weapon, under the direct supervision of Lord Krishna, the Pandava suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. Kala is identical with the Lord himself, and therefore the influence of Kala indicates the explicable wish of the Lord himself. There is nothing to be lamented when the matter is beyond the control of any human being. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Trimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prashchatadi Sutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Taking the dust from all the Vaishnava, like to say few words on this special chapter. Materially, they were well equipped because two great warriors, namely Bhima and Arjun, were there. Spiritually, the king himself was a symbol of religion. And above all of them, personality of Godhead Lord Krishna was personally concerned with their affair as the well-wisher. And yet, there were so many reverses on the side of Pandava. Despite of all the power of the pious act, the power of personality, the power of expert management, and the power of weapon under the direct supervision of Lord Sri Krishna, the Pandava suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. For last few weeks, actually we are hearing about the great Mahajan, Bhishma Pita. Just little recap. Not for you, for recap for me, that actually I want to understand who is actually Bhishma Pita we are talking about here. is the son of Ganga. Name was Devavrata. He was very powerful soldier, actually, very powerful Kshatriya, because personally he was trained by the demigod. If you see the history, actually, when he was born, he was taken back by her mother. And personally, all the devatas, actually, they gave the training to him, all the knowledge. So he was very expert in everywhere. Actually, he was very expert. And Bhishma Pita is very well known for making his three terrible vows. What is the first vow? That he will never get married. And the second vow? What is the second vow was? That he will take the celibacy all his life. Become a brahmachari. And a third vow, that it doesn't matter whatever happen, in any condition, I will protect the kingdom, Hastinapur. And because of actually his vow, he fought against even Krishna. He knew it. He knew inside actually what he was doing. But because he made a vow, and a Kshatriya vow is a vow. Once they take the vow, doesn't matter whatever happen. He was so powerful, even powerful than Arjuna himself. After the 10 days of fight, Duryodhan tells that Pitasri, that you are not fighting to your ability. You are such a great fighter. What are you doing? Why Arjuna is still there? Why Arjuna is still fighting with us? Now, as long as Arjuna is there, we can't win the battle. You must do. And when he was challenged, and he told that tomorrow, either Arjuna, he never said that tomorrow I will kill Arjuna. He said, either Arjuna or me, you will see only one person. Krishna is in his camp listening all these things. He's a Trikal Gnan. Krishna knows everything. Now Krishna said, now is the time, Arjuna. Yudhishthira Maharaj, let's go and see Bhishma Pita, the grandfather. And Arjuna and his wife, we have to go and see him now. He said, just go. And as soon as he comes, Bhishma Pita knew that why Krishna brought this to Maharati to come and see me. And because Bhishma Pita knew that actually I made a vow now, that tomorrow either Arjuna or me. And if Arjuna goes, that means the battle is over. There is no chance. In the beginning, it said that actually they are spiritually and materially, they are very well equipped. Because they have the biggest two Maharathi, Bhim and Arjun, the strongest in the math, in the Gada, and the best archer. And if Arjun goes, that means the battle is over. The Krishna said, let's go and see the Bhishma Pita. Let's go. We're going to see the grandfather. They go. And Bhishma Pita revealed that how can you kill me? Now because of these three vows he made, he was given the boon. From Devavrata, he was named Bhishma Pita. And then the second boon was that Ichchamrutya means he can die whenever he want to. Now imagine in the battle, big battle like this, and Bhishma Pita is there with the Ichchamrutya. Whenever he want to die, doesn't matter how good you are, you can't do nothing. Arjun couldn't do anything because Bhishma Pita has actually boon that whenever he want to die, he can die. So Bhishma Pita knew that I made a vow, now Krishna has to do something, I want to take darshan of Krishna. In a way, actually he wanted to take darshan of Krishna personally, and Krishna comes. Krishna says, you just desire, I'll be there for you. Krishna appear. And Bhishma Pita is so happy that actually thank you very much for giving me your darshan. And then he wanted to know that why you are here. And then he revealed that, how can we kill you? Give me some clue. And then he revealed how to. We know, and we don't go into that thing. But yesterday, Mataji was actually giving the class. And I was listening to the class. And sometimes it happened. Whatever you want to say, that all point we'd actually been covered. You will see covered even today's verse as well. See, read. And I said, what am I going to do? I got a nearly 45, an hour, and she told all my points. Because she said, they were actually suffering. Were they really suffering, Pandavas? Kunti Devi is the only person in the history. She was asking for trouble. She was asking for difficulties. She was asking for actually, all these things that actually, so she can remember Krishna. Why? Because that's the only way we can remember Krishna. Only in the difficulties we remember Krishna. When we have a good time, Krishna doesn't come in the picture at all. Because that's what I'm doing. Only bad thing Krishna does. All good thing is actually done by me. But all the bad thing is done by him. And that time I remember. But Kunti Devi wanted to remember Krishna all the time. She wanted Krishna with them all the time. So she was praying that I want this again and again. Yesterday she mentioned that actually, why do we suffer? Because of the bad karma. Pandava, do they have a bad karma? But because of under the kala, actually, I remember we were watching Mahabharata. You must have watched Mahabharata episode, very well known in India. That 40 minutes every day, literally it was standstill. The whole Bharat, India was standstill. Nobody does nothing. They all glued on the Mahabharata. I remember I was in Jaipur that time. And I wanted to go somewhere. I went to Rikshawala. He said, come after 40 minutes. Second Rikshawala, Taxiwala. He said, come after 40 minutes. Now, I did not know what was going on. So I went to the shop. I said, these people, are they on strike? He said, bhai, means brother. Mahabharata is coming. No one will work. The shop is closed as well. Like they are there, stand still watching. So that powerful, that episode, Mahabharata. And everyone, they glued into Mahabharata. So here, Bhishma Pita, he himself actually said, okay, you can, tomorrow, Arjun, you do this, bring the Shikhandi on the chariot, and then you can kill me. Now, Bhishma Pita was saying that actually I was eating the food from Duryodhan. My body is contaminated. And that is the reason actually I was fighting against Dharma. So he wanted Arjun to pierce all the arrows in the bodies, so all the drain, even each and every drop of the blood can actually drain away. And then he wanted to see Krishna, and Krishna again, he said, okay, I'm coming. He wanted to leave the body in the presence of Krishna. Krishna comes with the Pandava. And that's where actually this chapter, that passing Bhishma Pita, he's lying down in the arrow and gave the instruction. Krishna told Bhishma Pita that go and learn Rajniti, how to run the kingdom. Go and learn from him. And Bhishma Pita said, from me? actually, I'm getting all the knowledge from you. You are the source of all the knowledge. And you telling me? So, actually, when I was reading this, I always address Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, many times, do I really understand when I say the Supreme? What is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Actually, we very easily, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what does that mean? When we say the Supreme Person, I was just a few days ago, actually, I was listening my Guru Maharaj's seminar on Brahma Samhita. Such a beautiful prayers from Brahmaji. And when I came to, when I was listening, that time actually beginning to understand really, try to become actually understanding that who is Krishna? Why do we call the Supreme Person? Brahmaji explained, Brahmaji is the first person. We need to know actually who is, then I have a question, then who is Brahma? First actually, who is Krishna? He said, no, if you want to understand Krishna, then actually you understand through the eye of Brahmaji. But then who is Brahma? And I had always question about Karuna Daksha Vishnu, Garbha Daksha Vishnu. Actually, what is this? Exactly, I wanted to find out. And when I heard this seminar, I came to know exactly actually this. Actually, Maharaj is explained that Krishna is lying down on the ocean. Casual ocean. That is Karuna Daksha Vishnu, as the form of Karuna Daksha Vishnu, Mahavishnu. And when you are in the water, when you breathe out, it produces the bubbles. We have a beautiful photo there. And that each bubble is represent universe, one universe. So that means there are so many universes. Each bubble. And this Karuna Daksha Vishnu, I will just go very fast because we don't have time. So for this Karuna Daksha Vishnu, actually enter into each bubble at the Garbha Daksha Vishnu. And he filled that bubble means actually the surrounded with water and the middle is the air, is empty totally. So Karuna Daksha Vishnu enter as the Garbha Daksha Vishnu into this bubble and fill half the bubble with the water. And then Ananta Sesa, Balaramji himself, he comes actually and made a bed for him and he lie down on that bed. We can see that Vishnu is lying down on the bed. Lakshmi Devi actually sees massaging the feet of Vishnu, that Krishna. And from his navel, from his own will, there is a stem comes out that goes up and up and up and up so high. And on top of the stem, there is a lotus flower appear. The blossom of this lotus flower. And in the lotus flower, Brahmaji appear. Brahmaji doesn't appear like it is the connection between man and woman. He just appear from this lotus flower. And as soon as actually he opened his eye, the first question he comes to his mind, who am I? Now this is a question. If we all have this question, who am I? And then to find out that answer for that one, your life is successful. What I am doing here, what I am supposed to do? Brahmaji was actually concerned. Then he was bewildered. Then he saw the stamp and he started climbing down. Now when I was, very first time when I heard that for 1,000 years he was coming down, I said, how can it possible? We live for just 50, 60, or maximum 100. 1,000 years he was coming down and down and down and down. There was no end. Then he realized that actually he was frightened. He said, let me go back again. I'm safe there. He come back again. And there he heard the water dripping from the lotus to the ocean. And that sound was tip, 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 like tapa, tapa. So he was inspired to do meditation. Then he heard the first sound. Om. That was the first sound he heard. And after that he heard the sound, beautiful flute played by Krishna. And when he heard the flute, his mind was gone. He himself was gone. He, so charming. And then he started the prayers, meditating, and Krishna is very kind. He appeared in front of him. And when he saw Krishna, he's totally gone. And that time actually he done the prayers. And that prayers is called Brahma Samhita. When I was listening to this seminar, I was totally into it. The first prayer actually he done, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And then Maharaj said that if you understand this four line, you don't need to do anything. Everything is there within this four line. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara, the supreme controller. Parama, the supreme. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's a super controller. Sachidananda Vigraha. This is Radha Gokulananda ki. सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय दिस गौर निताय की जय जगत गुरुशील प्रभुपाद की जय सत इटर्नल एग्जिस्टेंस चित एब्सोल्यूट नॉलेज एंड आनंद इज ऑफ एब्सोल्यूट ब्लिस सो इज विग्रह इज लाइक इन अ परफेक्ट नॉलेज एब्सोल्यूट ब्लिस एंड दैट इज द फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda. There is no beginning, there is no end. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all cause. And then actually, Maharaj said actually, you don't have to understand all three lines. If you understand first line, and just accept that the absolute, Ishvara Parama Krishna. In our life, if you just accept Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. All the Vedas, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, everything is within this one center. Ishvara Parama Krishna. But then, Krishna, he says, Sarva Karana Karanam. There is always reason behind something. I'm here. Why I'm here? Because my father was there. Why my father was there? Because my grandfather was there. Why my grandfather? Because great-grandfather. Now if you connect all the way, that will end to Brahma. And we just saw where Brahma is coming from? From Krishna. And where Krishna come from? Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karam. There is no beginning, there is no end. That is Krishna. And then, the first verse of actually on chapter 5th, that actually we recite all the time. And that verse actually is really connected to today's verse. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vritesu surabira bipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra sata sambaram samyamanam Govindam adipurusam tamaham brajami. Chintamani. What is Chintamani? Is the touchstone. That touchstone, if you have a tiny little touchstone, if you touch any metal, that become gold. And if I have that gold, that touchstone, I don't think I'm sitting here. I'll be busy touching all the metal to convert into. Even the queen will come to me and say, Radha Vinod, Bhiksandehi. Now it say, take it. How much gold do you want? Little tiny little touchstone. And Maharaj said that in Goloka Vrindavan, all the palace and everything that made out of touchstone. Not one touchstone, that made out of touchstone, the whole palace, the whole Vrindavan. And then he's saying, Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha. Kalpa Vriksha is a desire tree. If you're sitting under the tree and if you have a desire, can I have a mango, ripe mango? The mango will appear. Can I, if I want actually ananas, actually, or any fruit, whatever you desire, that just appear. It's a desire tree, Kalpa Vriksha. But then if you have, you must have a right desire. If you have a wrong desire, then you end up somewhere else. There was one man, he was under the Kalpa Vriksha, he was cutting the tree with the axe. He was cutting and cutting, because olden days, you have to cut the tree, take the wood and burn it to cook something. So he was cutting the wood. And unfortunately, the axe broken down. And he just desired, I wish I get another brand new axe. He was sitting under the desire tree. The axe just appeared. And he said, wow, this is so good. The axe is happy, I just desire. And he was cutting and he said, I wish the axe can cut himself. I don't have to cut. I'm tired. And axe gone out from the hand and started cutting because that's the desire. He was sitting under the desire tree, Kalpa Vriksha. And then he was amazed. He said, wow, I just desire. And axe started cutting. I said, I wish the axe can cut in the right size. The axe started cutting the wood in the right size. And then I wish it can bind itself, so I don't have to worry about binding, and then I can carry. It bound, everything was ready. Meantime, he was very tired. He gone to sleep. When he woke up, it was dark, pitch dark. And he was frightened. He was in a jungle, forest. He said, oh, the lion will appear. And he wished for the lion to appear. The lion appeared. Now he said, oh no, I hope he won't eat me. That was his wish. Lion came and ate him. That was his desire. He was under the Kalpa Vriksha. Desire tree, he could have desire for anything. He ended his life. So, he had a desire tree, Kalpa Vriksha. And Maharaj was explaining that Vrindavan, one means the forest. Not one tree or two trees. There are thousands and thousands of trees and they all Kalpa Vriksha. So Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Laksar Vitesu Surabhir. Surabhir is a cow and that cow is desire cow. Whatever wish, you get it. Vasishtha Muni, one of the rishi, he had this calf from Surabhi cow. That name was Nandini. And he had that Nandini. He was in the forest. Listen carefully. He was in the forest. And king comes. And king said, he was very happy. Vasishtha Muni was so happy that king come to my palace. My little hut, I'm so happy. He said, king, I'm blessed. by just king, you visiting my ashram? What can I do for you? I said, I can do something, please. Go and take bath, freshen up yourself. There is a river down there. And when you come, I will get some prasadam ready for you. King went. He came back, and when he came back, he was surprised to see that he got prasadam ready for all his army, for himself, in the golden plate. Golden plate. And not one, two, but he made so many preps. So many preps that he never had those sort of preps he has seen in his life. And when he tasted, he said, I have never tasted such a beautiful prasadam in your life. So then he asked, Rishi, how did you manage this prasadam in the golden plate in such a short time? You are living in this hut. How come you are so rich like this? And he said, I have nothing. I have only one thing. He said, what do you have? He said, I have Nandini, my cow, little cow. And whatever I wish, I just tell her in the ear and she just provide everything. King said, okay, I want that cow. And Rishi said, how can I give the cow? Because that's the only cow I have. And I do worship Krishna, I wish everything from her, and she fulfill my desire, and that's how actually I live in this jungle. Anyhow, by force he was taking, that's a Vishwamitra, the king, his name was Kaushik, from dynasty of Kusha, Kaushik. And then, by forcefully he was taking, and the cow was saying that, Rishi, aren't you going to protect me? I am like your daughter. And by forcefully, these people are taking me. Aren't you going to do something? He said, what can I do? He's a king. He's got an army. I don't have no power. He said, give me the permission. I will look after myself. Rishi said, okay, I'll give you the permission. You look after yourself. And she produced the army. And they have a fight against each other. And she won. The king has to go, Kaushik. And then actually he started meditating, and he became a Vishwamitra. We don't go into that one. But here, the important thing is, Vishwamitra had this cow. Sorry, Vasishtha Rishi had this cow. He could have desired anything. He never desired for the gold. He never desired anything. He was asking something in the morning that he can worship Krishna very nicely. Apart from that, he was living very simple life. That means the Supreme Personality, Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is the maker of this Chintamani, the touchstone. He is the maker of touchstone. He is the maker of the Kalpa Viksha, the desire tree. He is the maker of the Surbhi cow. Imagine. The maker of this, all these things, he was with Pandava all the time. Pandava never asked anything, opulent things. They never complained. Pandava never complained. Kunti Mata never complained. Why me? Why not my friend? Why not my neighbor? When we get a little problem, we come to Krishna, why Krishna, why you have to choose me? Why don't you give it to my friend, the trouble? So-called friend, and when the trouble comes, I give it to my friend. Or give it to my neighbor, but don't give it to me. Please. Why me? Pandava, they were going through. Bhima was going to be killed by the poison. They accepted. Why? They had three things in their life. They accepted Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They accepted that totally they have a faith on Krishna. And totally they trusted Krishna. Whatever advice they ask, advice to Krishna as a guru. What can we do? How can we do this? And whatever advice was given to them, very merrily they accepted. Yes, we do that way. And because of these three things they were doing, the following, and of course the religious principle they were following, but they had total faith. They totally surrendered to Krishna. They had faith on Krishna, and they trusted 100% that doesn't matter whatever the problem will come, we are under the Chintamani. We are under the protection of Kalpavriksha. We are under the protection of Surabhi Kau. We are under the protection of Nandini. The maker of all this, he is with us. And problem? We don't have no problem of problem. Because as long as Krishna is there, our problem is going to solve. In the Laksa, house that going to be, they were going to be burnt, who was there to protect them? Krishna was there to protect them. They went to jungle. Who was protecting the jungle? In the forest. Krishna was protecting them all the time. He said, when Krishna is with us, why do we have to worry about all these things? So they left everything on Krishna. And that is the reason Kunti Mata was asking for trouble again and again, that if I have this trouble, I will remember Krishna all the time, and Krishna, you will be with me. And actually, if you see the pastime of Krishna, Krishna was just a baby, killed Bhutna. And I heard the Bhutna was, the size was 14 miles long, and tiny little baby, killed Krishna. So many problems every day Krishna was killing, but the Brajbasi, they had total faith on Krishna. They had totally surrendered. They never said, Krishna, you are a troublemaker, we don't want to go with you. Enough is enough. Every day there was something happening, next day they were there ready. Even before Krishna ready, they come, let's Krishna, we go into the forest. And they knew that something is going to happen. As long as Krishna is there, the trouble is going to come. And he was looking after. They say, okay, trouble comes, the difficulty comes. But we know, Krishna, you are with us, why do we have to worry? Total faith. Total trust on Krishna. And whatever Krishna told, they followed. Even Nanda Baba actually followed whatever Krishna told, Nanda Baba followed. Nanda Baba, he told, why are you worshipping Govardhan? Why he worship Vindra, worship Govardhan? Nanda Babaji, what do we say? We do it. And that trouble came, again Krishna protected. So as long as Krishna is there, and that is actually, we are sitting under the Chintamani. Because wherever Krishna is, that place is Vrindavan. So this is Vrindavan. This Krishna's house is made out of Chintamani. The tree we have, that is the Kalpavriksha. And the cow we have, that is the desire cow. Please don't try to break the house, take the touchstone. But it is made out of touchstone. And out of all, we have the touchstone here, sitting on the Vyasasan. If he touch anyone, he become a devotee. That is the touchstone. And Radha Gokulananda, the maker of the touchstone, is here. So we are totally protected. What we have to do? Maro bi rakho bi jo ichha tumhare. This body is given by you. Krishna, this is yours. Whatever you want to do, maro bi rakho bi. If you want to kill, you can kill. If you want to protect me, you can protect. What I want to do, but let me do one thing. Make me das anu das anu das. Make me just make your servant so I can serve you. And this is exactly the meaning I understood, that Pandava, they had actually the best Maharathi, Bhim and Arjun. Bhishma Pita is giving the instruction to them that actually you have the best Maharathi. You have Yudhishthira Maharaj, personified of Dharma, is there with you. And on top of that, you have Krishna. Why do you have to worry? Let all the difficulty come. And with the help of Krishna, with the mercy of Krishna, with the guidance of Krishna, we can overcome any difficulties, any problem. And that is my, and is 8:30. Any comment from Maharathi here? Any question?